Do you go around on a bike, Joe? This is Joe Supple coming in here. Do you?
No. Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have to be in the mood.
Yeah.
You know, one of those.
Yeah, you do a lot of walking and things like that.
I like the walking now. The walking is very good. Yeah, when you get to my age now, the old bicycles, you have to take it very easy, you know?
Yeah, very good. You do a lot of walking. Yeah, I often see you there looking very fit as well. But you can't, of course, walk to the airport. So that is something else, you know?
That's it, Declan. You've got to get the old bus or get a friend to give you a lift. I always find very handy these days, you know?
Anyway, Joe, you're very welcome to the programme. And you're going to talk to us about, you know, how things are doing for... you know, in this particular time of the year. I mean, we're on the wrong side of the line for the heat and things like that, so we've got the miserable weather. But the continent, would you go in this heat?
Would I go in this heat? Well, possibly not, Declan. I mean, once it gets beyond to like 30, 35 degrees, it's just uncomfortable, you know, because you're running into the next air-conditioned building to try and cool yourself down. Not really, no. I mean, I normally sort of sit still this time of the year, although I am heading off away next month for a little trip with the gang. But I'm just back from a very exciting trip that I'm dying to talk to you about. So, yeah, it's been all good.
Okay, so you were on that cruise.
I was, the cruise.
I've been putting off asking you about it, Joe.
I know you have, Declan, and I did see some of your comments on social media, so thanks for those. it's interesting, Declan. I've been on many standard, the normally big cruise ships and stuff like that. So I was a little apprehensive doing a river cruise, but I had nothing to worry about. It really did tick all the boxes. The product is called UniWorld Cruises. And for people who aren't familiar with a river cruise type thing, comparing boat, it's like checking into economy in the airport and getting upgraded to first class. It's the only way I can put it, Declan. You know, it's unbelievable.
I mean, it's a cruise. I mean, are we talking about a big boat or what are we talking about?
We're talking about a long boat, yeah. It's three stories and then you have the upper deck. But it's just one of those most incredible experiences. UniWorld Boutique River Cruises, they're actually the owners of Ashford Castle and Red Carnation Hotels. So everything is done like absolutely amazing, the interiors and stuff. So it's literally five-star luxurious accommodation, fine dining, premium drinks throughout, and it's all included. Everything is included, including your tips on the cruise and stuff like that as well. It's actually B. Toman is the president and founder, creates all the menus and stunning interiors. So you can imagine Ashford Castle, you're talking about this type of luxury on board. Passengers wise, there's about 120 people on board. Again, I was a little apprehensive thinking, God, such a minimum amount of people. There was about 14 or 15 Irish people actually on this trip. And you have 52 crew looking after you. So the ratio is really, really strong on it. I'd highly recommend it. So for people looking at this type options, now, again, it's worth your while doing research on this. And I did a lot of research just to make sure I got the right itinerary that sort of suited me. When I was doing my research, I went to Killiney Travel because they have the experts there who have done these. And that's what's really crucial, important, is to make sure that you go on the right one, whether it's a Bordeaux cruise. Now, I did the Danube, so I flew from Dublin to Munich, and then it's about an hour and a half transfer to Paso, is where your whole experience starts there. Now, when you get to Paso, you board the boat and you're brought to your beautiful cabin, which was just absolutely incredible. We were in the French balcony ones, which means you have sort of a little balcony, not on the outside now, and literally the window can come down for the lovely cool air coming in and that. And then everything is included in this, all your tours. So everywhere you stop off. So basically, Declan, you're doing four countries in 7 days.
Right.
So you start off...
it's on a river.
It's on a river.
How wide is the river?
It's huge. Absolutely huge. Yeah. I mean, you'd fit... God, maybe four boats, you know, abreast on it. Depends on certain parts
of
it.
And it's the Danube, is it?
It's the Danube, yeah, the whole way up.
Okay. So you're bored, where'd you say?
In Paso. You can do it the other way around as well, to Budapest. Yeah. So you finish off in Budapest. It was just amazing. Even just when you're sort of tripping along, you're looking at all the most amazing scenery. And as I said, on board, you know, you have all your meals included, fine dining, your drinks, everything is looked after. So you don't have to put your hand in your pocket once you actually pay for it. You have amazing English-speaking experts. So in other words, you can pick and choose your your tours that you want to do. So every day you get similar to the other cruise ships, you get your little, you know, day itinerary, what's happening, what time breakfast, lunch. Then you have different trips you can go off and do every day. So, you know, you could go off and do a walking tour, which is maybe 2 hours, or you could do an hour one. And again, they put the, you know, physical fitness ones in, like it could be two or four. Four might be a little bit more difficult. You might decide, well, actually, I want to go on the two one. And I know you're asking me off air there, what was the average age of people on it? Now, I've got to say, you know, there was a family there from New York and their kids were, I think, 14 and 12. You don't see many kids on board. You know, it's an expensive premium product. But the average age is in around sort of 60, 70. But these aren't people in walking frames and stuff. These are people, active people who've just retired or they're going for that special occasion. And that's what this really is. Because when you think about it, you know, every day you get off. So you start off... you start off at Paso and then you've got a full day there, which is where the three rivers meet in the Danube. And then you on day two, then you have your full day in Paso, so you can do all your tours and your walking tours, which is really fascinating as well. Then you move on to Salzburg, which is Mozart's birthplace, which is really interesting.
Sound of Music, I think, as well.
That's it. And there was a special tour out. I didn't go and see the Abbey. It was a 4 or 5 hour tour, you know, like by the time you get out there and do it. So I did the easy walking tour and got back on board and had a lovely, delicious, fine dining lunch with a few glasses of wine. But a great place to see. And yeah, like you say there as well. Then you've other different ones, like in the afternoon there was a cider farm visit, so you went up there, you had your lunch, you were shown how all the ciders are made from local farmers and stuff like that. So again, you've got really good choices there. You don't have to do anything if you don't want to do it, but you want to do all these tours. Everything is paid for and included in as well. Then day four, we're in Dürnstein, which is amazing. It's home to the 900-year-old Melk Abbey, which was incredible. Again, beautiful walking around there. You've lots of choices. You have the Melk Abbey with the library visit as well, which you can do. I know we've a lot to get through here, so I'm trying to get everything as quick as we can. Speaking about biking, they do have bicycles on board as well, so you can get off, take the bicycle and cycle away and have your little tour and then come back to the boat as well. It's really well equipped. There was also the wine estate visiting with tasting, which was in Dürnstein, which was absolutely amazing. Again, you're tasting all these amazing wines from a family-owned thing. And these are all private tours that they do with UniWorld as well. So it's not like you're mixing with the riffraff and stuff like that. You know, they have it all very well put together.
You just like all this sort of living this life.
You know what?
And you get away with it. That's the thing.
Well, look, it was one of those experiences that I swear to God, like, you know, I've been on so many trips and, you know, what comes to mind is the Maldives. I'd put it up there with this. I mean, it's absolutely, from start to finish, it was amazing. Amazing. Then day five, we come into Vienna, which is absolutely amazing. And again, when the boat's coming up, you're looking at the most incredible scenery because you're getting the views from that top deck. You know, you're only three stories up, but you're getting those most incredible views. And again, the weather was amazing. And it's a great time. If people haven't booked something yet and they're looking at something, this is a great way because you've got that beautiful breeze on the boat, but you're also getting to experience four different countries within that 7 days of doing it. So Vienna, again, I did a lovely, lovely tour in the afternoon. And then in the evening, we had a private concert, which was absolutely amazing. Private Mozart and Strauss concert, which was only for our ship. And it was an hour-long concert. You're transferred up and transferred back. And it's just absolutely amazing. Day six, we're moving to. You go from Vienna, you set sail from Vienna and you head towards Bratislava. Have you been to Bratislava before?
No.
Okay, tiny, tiny little place. You can walk around it in 20 minutes. Yeah, half an hour. It really is tiny, but gorgeous. And again, there's little walking tours there as well. I think there was an hour long one or an hour and a half long one if you wanted to do. But we literally went and did our own sort of walking tour around it. Beautiful place there. It's not a large city at all, but it's played a leading role with politics and culture for the region for many centuries, and it's definitely well worth a visit. Again, there's small walking tours there that you can do. So, and you can go and visit the very famous castle, which is there as well. Bit of a hike to get up to there. So, you know, you want to make sure you have your good walking shoes on for that. And then we came to Budapest. And again, you do one night in Budapest, which is amazing because literally the ship docks in about 7 o'clock in the morning. So everyone was sort of up on deck looking at this incredible scenery when you're coming into Budapest. It's just so imposing. All those beautiful buildings. And then I actually ended up having dinner with the captain and the hotel manager, which was really nice experience. And I have to say, the guys just were really, really good looking after us. There was Captain Mihai and the hotel manager, Martin, who looked after us really well. They're always on site, you know, like, even though there's so much staff ratio to the actual passengers, they're always there to look after you. You know, you have your concierge service is looking after your tours. What do you want to do? Anything that you need? They even have a laundry service on board. I got a couple of washes in when I was there as well.
Brought them from Dublin, yeah.
Which is very handy. That's just bring all the clothes clean home. And then you have choices then as well. You can either do sort of like a post cruise stay over, which I did, and I picked out. There was a couple of different hotels I was looking at, but I found a beautiful hotel there, which was the Kempinski Hotel Corvinus in Budapest. It's a stunning 5-star hotel right in the centre of Budapest. Amazing original artworks throughout the hotel. Incredible rooms. I stayed in one of the newly refurbished rooms, had a delicious lunch there, and you're sitting there just watching everything going past. Breakfast was fantastic, and it's home to the world famous Nobu restaurant, which we had dinner in that evening. And a dining experience I've never had before. Now, expensive, Declan, but you know what? It's worth it when you're on holidays. You can check out kempinski.com / Budapest, but I would definitely recommend doing the extra night, because people were rushing off the boat to get to the airport. You want to relax and enjoy it. You do have your day the day before in Budapest. And as I said, you know, literally what you're on with the Uni World is a floating hotel.
Where'd you hear about it?
I'm very aware of UniWorld for many years. They sponsored my lunch many, many years ago. And I kept saying I'd love to go on one of their cruises. They had a Yuba UniWorld, which is a slightly younger one. But I'd heard from people, and I'd heard people who'd been on it saying, oh my God, it's just an amazing experience. And, you know, like, so much so, my sister and husband, they're 25 years married, congratulations. They booked to go, they're flying out this Sunday. Now, they're doing it the other way. So they're flying into Budapest, doing a pre-night in Budapest, and then they're doing the 7 nights. But for anyone thinking about going, as I said, if you want to check out maybe Killarney Travel, there is deals still got, you know, promotions to be got there. I know, Declan, you're coming to the price. How much is this going to cost?
Yeah.
And this, look, the one that we did, well, you're talking about €3,000 per person. It's not about €6,000, but this is worth every penny. You think about, Declan, one night in a 5-star hotel, we're always given out in Dublin, bed and breakfast, you're talking about €500 for two people. Now, when you're looking at this over the 7 nights, so all your food, your fine dining in the evening, your lunches, you know, snacks, drinks, everything is included. Plus, you're getting all those tours, you know, thrown in as well. So you have all these choices of tours. But it's an amazing way to see four countries compared to the big cruise ships are great. But how many people you got on? 5,000-6,000 people on board. You're going along, you stop at your ports, you're there for a couple of hours. On this, it's just the most leisurely experience, you know, going up the Danube, looking at this incredible scenery, sitting there with a nice little glass of Prosecco in your hand, which I had a couple of those, you know, when I was on board.
Okay. Well, we can't take any more. We've enough of this now, Joe.
Well, that's it. So anyway, if people want to check out, as I said, you know, it's worth talking to the travel agent, because there's loads, they've so many ships. They have the Bordeaux ones as well, and they've ones further afield. So if you want to check out, as I said, KillarneyTravel.ie, and if you want to, they can package it up for you as well with the flights. And again, all your transfers, everything is included. So once you pay that money, nothing else you need to pay for. And I definitely recommend UniWorld Cruises.
All right, okay. Well, you've had a good time.
Declan, it was one of those pinch yourself every morning moment. I used to go up on deck in the morning, have a little coffee, and just watch the boat coming in. And it's just an amazing experience. Do you know what I mean? And as I said, I was a little bit apprehensive thinking, you know, 100, 120 people, but very nice. Oh, yeah, but just nationalities wise, there was Irish on board, there was three South Africans, there was Americans. Some English people on board as well. So it's a whole mixed bag of people. And we all got on great. You know, there was no fights on board, which is always very handy as well, you know. So very nice, very decadent. If you're looking for that little blowout experience, or you're looking for something to experience this as well, you know, some of the destinations are slightly cheaper, maybe like the Bordeaux ones. I was looking those up as well. I think they're in around a sort of like 1,700 mark, something like that per person. But it's a beautiful way to experience all those things within those 7 days of travel. So You have to book it up for yourself and Maggie now, I think, Declan, you know, big anniversary coming up or something.
Okay, well, as long as you're paying, Joe.
Ah, sure, look, I'll slip a few bob your way.
All right, thanks very much indeed. That is the holiday doc. He's back Rich in stuff. Ireland at the moment. His cases are in the hall. I don't know where he's going to next. But anyway, that's his recent travel. Thanks, Joe.
Great stuff. Thanks, Declan.
Good morning to you. Yeah, Joe Subble, the holiday doctor.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's morning show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.